The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now, restaurants, cafes and pubs in Dublin's Temple Bar are devising plans to seat almost 3,000 customers outside their premises when restrictions on outdoor dining are eased next month. Martin Hart joins us now. He is the CEO of the Temple Bar Company. What are these plans? Can you walk us through them, please, Martin?
Frank, good evening and thanks a million for having us on. Look, what we have been doing over the last number of weeks in conjunction with the various businesses in Temple Bar and, of course, ultimately with the City Council, we're trying to figure out what may happen, not what will happen. I think that's a big difference. I just want to put that caveat in. In terms of the piece you're talking about from the Irish Times, that was part of a consultation we were having with the various businesses to figure out what might be feasible as opposed to what will be feasible. So firstly, I don't think you're going to see anything like 3,000 seats on the streets of Temple Bar. However, in saying that, we do have to have a plan, and the plan has to, you know, it has to be effective and it has to be coordinated. And that's what we're trying to do. Temple Bar is a very compact part of the city. You know, you have probably in the region of about 300 businesses. About 150 of those are in the hospitality, culture, cafe type industries. A lot of them may want to go out. If they want to go out on the street, as the government is telling us we must, then how does that happen? And as I say, we're trying to just put a coordinated plan together to reflect that, and with the likes of the residents as well. I mean, I was talking to Frank MacDonald earlier about this. It's to try and get the views of everyone and still have usable public space, which I think, look, it's going to be a challenge for every urban area. It's probably going to be a bit more difficult for Dublin than others because Dublin has an enormous number of tourism and hospitality outlets who want to open, but the area is a very, very small geographical space. So there's going to be a lot of headaches ahead. But look, the City Council have appointed a new COVID officer. They have a plan. I think that's a really welcome start. So, you know, we're looking forward to planning for the new nearly normal, or maybe not so much.
That's a good way of putting it. And I do appreciate these are preliminary plans subject to change, obviously, but there isn't an awful lot of time left. How would you envisage it working on a day-to-day basis? I assume all of the local businesses will be able to avail of these outdoor spaces for their customers.
Yeah, well, look, I think firstly, and this is the thing, I mean, the last Thursday evening, I think the government made the decision that everyone could go outdoor. I don't think anyone necessarily expected to be as soon as the 10th of June. And to do that, that's quite complex. You know, if you're of a restaurant or a cafe, it's just a matter of opening your doors and throwing out tables and chairs. You have to comply with fire regulations. You have to comply with disability. You have to comply with licensing. You have to have furniture. You know, it has to comply with planning. So it has to comply with a number of different things. So that's why we're trying to do it on behalf of the area to expedite it, so you don't end up with 140 businesses sending in 140 applications to Dublin City Council for one part of Dublin City, and then you look at Grafton Street and Henry Street and South William Street and, you know, Merrion Row and Capel Street and la, 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 la. I mean, it could become unmanageable. Look, I think this is an unforeseen consequence of the government decision to allow people to go outside. It's not just as easy as going outside. There's a number of things that have to happen. Look, and while I know they've waived the fees and that's wonderful, but you still have to comply with a lot of different things. Otherwise, we're going to have everyone and, you know, their mother with sofas and stuff on the street, which isn't going to work because, you know, you have to have a public realm and you have to be able to allow people to move freely around the city. There has to be space for some sort of activity to bring people back in. But at the same time, people have to be able to trade. Now, you know, if we were to look at Temple Bar and say, yeah, you know, you could get up to 3,000 diners out on the street, Temple Bar pre-COVID could accommodate nearly 30,000 people. So you can see that from a, you know, an audience, possibly 30,000 down to 3 means that that's not a lot of business anyway. So you'd wonder, is it going to be feasible for many businesses to be able to open outdoor in Dublin city centre? You know, it's not a panacea for COVID. And I think we have to be careful about that.
And one person that does have some concerns about outdoor dining is also on the line, Martin. Orla Hegarty, Assistant Professor of Architecture, Planning and Environmental Policy. You're quite cautious about how outdoor dining is carried out. Why is that?
Well, I think we need to strike a balance now. You know, when people start to meet again, they'll have been in lockdown for 4 or 5 months. And I think the last thing anybody wants is for things to go wrong within a number of weeks and for them to have to close again. So every move has to be very sure-footed, and it really needs to be based on a very careful risk assessment and very careful management. So as your previous speaker has said there, you know, the businesses need really clear advice about what's safe, about how it'll be managed, about what's appropriate numbers. And particularly, I think people need to get a very strong message that outdoor is a lot lower risk, but it's not no risk. If people in close proximity outdoors, in close conversation or across the table, are at just as much risk as they would be inside. So it's really important that people think about the transport arrangements, think about the people they're speaking close to, how the toilets will work, how the staff will be inside the buildings and that they're at risk. And then the issues of maybe crowding or public order problems as well. So there's quite a lot to be thought about very carefully in order that when businesses open, they can stay open.
Yeah, and the devil is always in the detail, as I'm sure you'd appreciate as you're preparing those plans on behalf of the Temple Bar Company, Martin. But specifically in relation to toilets, they've been a big talking point over the past few weeks as people start to enjoy beauty spots and public amenities around the country. You will have situations of people queuing up to go into bathrooms, and as Orla pointed out, that could pose a risk not only to other patrons but also to staff. I mean, who ultimately will have the responsibility for giving someone a place to use the toilet? Will it be the restaurants or will there be public facilities?
Well, again, this is a great question. The devil is in the detail, as you rightly said, and as Orla rightly said there. A decision was made last Thursday that everybody could reopen outdoors from the 10th of June. And I suppose, what does that mean? What implication is that going to have on an area like Dublin City, where you would have many thousands of businesses? And I think 80% of all of the ratepayers are in Dublin 1 and 2. If you take out retail and just look at hospitality, culture and so on, if they were all to open, which they're not going to, but if they were, how would that happen? And look, that would be, I think it would be to a degree not unmanageable, but certainly going to provide a difficult challenge.
On the face of it, Martin, and I'm sure you'd appreciate when you hear figures like, 3,000 customers outside premises around Temple Bar, I appreciate that it can accommodate 30,000 pre-COVID times, but it could potentially be a recipe for disaster. So it's very, very important to get it right from the very start.
But absolutely, and I think, to be honest, that sort of planning and decision making should have been put out along with the decision to reopen. Like the decision to make an announcement to reopen is a starting line with no real clear guidance as to how that'll happen. Whether it be, and look, from the management of an urban space, Ireland is very different than other areas in terms of the powers of the local authorities. Dublin City Council doesn't have a power of liquor licensing, that lies with the guards, and then there's a million different types of liquor licensing. You've transport, which again lies with another authority. You've tourism, with another authority. So I suppose the fact that the city have established the Office of COVID is a really great start to coordinate these efforts. And I think what you're talking about, and I fully agree, this highlights the challenges facing the city. And then I suppose if you were to put yourself in the position of the businesses who have been closed for the last 15 months and haven't been able to trade, and they get a press release, or they've seen something in the media last Thursday to say that you can reopen, their anxiety to reopen and so on. So look, I think the things you are raising are correct. And within the issues that we're looking at, we're trying to look at as many of these things as possible. The whole, impetus behind this is to try and provide a framework that'll deal with many of these issues. Obviously, we can't deal with the issues of transport and so on and so forth. But you can in terms of the uniformity of design. You can in terms of how it could be managed in terms on a premises by premises basis, but also things like you said, like using the toilets. Well, we've been doing a lot of research in terms of ventilation, as I know Orla has, but also in terms of air decontamination technologies and other things, because people are going to have to go indoor to
and people will. It's good to hear that, because people will also need to feel confident and comfortable and safe when they go into these places. And then finally, the last word to you, Orla. How important is it to have that clear message coming from government, not just let the likes of Martin and the others down in Temple Bar alone to deal with all of these things? Like, full disclosure, I co-own a restaurant in Galway, and when restrictions have been eased in the past, you're told, okay, you can open for outdoor dining, but you're not told a hell of a lot more than that.
I think the detail is critically important. I mean, I think the really important message too is that if people can be breathing clean air indoors, we can start reusing buildings. If we can just adopt some basic building inspections as they're doing in other places. I was just looking at San Francisco the other day, where people have a poster in the window that says this building has been inspected and this is what we're doing. There's lots of ways we can move forward without being reliant on the weather or the vaccine programme. Mm-hmm. And that means checking the indoor air quality. But very importantly, if people are using safe technologies, that they be effective. There's a lot of technologies being advertised at the moment for COVID that aren't effective or may not be right for a particular setting. So I think it's important that people use basic filtration, so HEPA filtration, rather than getting into some more elaborate systems.
Okay. Orla Hegarty, Assistant Professor of Architecture, Planning and Environmental Policy. Thank you for that. And before Orla, we heard from Martin Hart, CEO of Temple Bar Company. And the very best of luck to you as you plan to reopen your businesses going forward.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.